Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Bentley. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico today, and we're talking about trusting divine timing for our manifestations. And each of you know that we are the manifestors and divine co-creating with God in every moment with every thought. And much of the time, we're expecting things to show up much faster than they are showing in our lives. So how do we deal with that? When we think we're in divine order, when we're thinking positive thoughts, and what we desire has not showed up in our lives, what do we do? And trust me, this happens to all of us. It's happened to me where I've thought any minute now it's going to be showing up, and it doesn't show up. But maybe something better shows up. Maybe there's something more than we could imagine. So that's where it takes a lot of trust in divine timing, a lot of trust that we're staying in the vortex, as Abraham says, the vortex of manifestation. And I'm going to bring several books. I'm going to read a little bit, some information from several books that talk about divine timing. But wouldn't you know it, today I opened up my email, and I got a little daily word from Cryon. And Cryon says, time is speeding up. And what he says is, we would like to explain what is taking place in some of your lives that you are not understanding. The new energy is upon us. It floods on the earth and exists simultaneously with the old energy. And many of us are feeling it. Time is literally speeding up. And you're feeling the train of humanity moving faster. Many of us are aware of time speeding up, even though our watches read the same as they always did. This is a kind of interdimensional speed up. And it is sensed rather than seen on a watch. So that's kind of interesting. And another thing I want to open up for us today is I got some information, another little bleep this week, and this came in yesterday from Diane Canfield. I want to share this with you. I know this has a little bit to do about time, but what she says is that the light body structure is being activated now by our higher consciousness because the divine feminine is stepping into her sacred role. And I like to say amen to that. And I'm going to talk a little, I'm going to read this to you later on when I get finished talking some more about time. But it's really interesting that we are shifting so much. And all of you know that time is a three-dimensional concept. I'll repeat this. Time is three-dimensional. It's one of the things that keep us locked into the third dimension. So we have to let go of the time. And we have to stay in an attitude that we are in process. I am in the process of acquiring the love of my life. I am in the process of finding higher joy. I am in the process of integrating more love in my life. I am in the process of accepting a higher level of money, of abundant flow of monetary energy. There's so many affirmations that we can use to help us stay in a positive alignment to receive. And then I read something really fascinating today about relationships, because we learn so much about relationships. And a lot of us were talking about finding our divine partnership, a divine relationship with someone that's partnering with us in this lifetime, a love even. But, you know, every time we find we get matched up, it's like it's a mirror. It's a healing process. Relationships with anybody is something that's going to help us learn more about ourselves. So as we acquire this knowing, we find a higher level of joy, because we can feel and know without any doubt that we are in the alignment for all to manifest in divine time. For many of us, if we're still hanging into 3D world, it's kind of hard. Now, I've got clients that are waiting for their job to show up, or waiting for things to get better somewhere. And we have to start from the interior of each of our souls and say, it is already here. And as we meditate on it is already present, we can go into the emotional feeling, the joy of having, the joy of being, the satisfaction that it has manifested. You guys stay with me with this, because when you can get into that feeling place, into that joyful place, then you're going to get closer to manifesting in the divine order. So much is happening right now to help us live a magical life. But so much is happening right now for us to let go of, so that the magic can show up. And I try to teach this to all my new clients, that because everybody wants something. It's either they want to manifest a relationship, they want to manifest more money, they want to manifest a healthy body. Those are the three main things: health, wealth, and love. And first of all, we know that we're going to be it. We're going to be the love. First, we're going to be the love. And then someone comes to us to match that love. It's very sweet. And love comes from many directions. And many times, whoever shows up may not be exactly who we thought they would be. But they're there for a reason, to help us grow our love or accept a higher vision of ourselves in loving ourselves. So I want to read a little bit. I've got three books. You know, I like to tell you guys about books that I'm reading or books that I find information. And I have one that I've had for a while, by Michael Abrams. Dr. Michael Abrams wrote a book. It's called The 12 Conditions of a Miracle. It's the Miracle Worker's Handbook. And I say all the time that I have a very magical life, really nice. I have a wonderful life, a beautiful life. It's all good. But sometimes, you know, it's not perfection. You know, I've been telling people, I fell backwards Friday a week ago on a metal car ramp and fell on my hip and tried to stabilize myself and break the fall with my right arm. And I've been going to the chiropractor pretty often now. But it's all okay. I'm getting better. And it was all in divine order. I'm not sure why it happened. But things happen sometimes, and it brought me to be a little more still, a little quieter, a little more conscious of my physical body. But one of the things I say, I'm in the process of healing. I'm feeling pretty good today. I went to the chiropractor this morning in Albuquerque, so I'm feeling a little bit better. And I'm not in pain, but I'm sore. I'm still sore because I hit on my titanium left hip, you know, and it's. I'm hoping I didn't do anything. I know I didn't. I'm just out of alignment a little bit. So when I tell y'all we have a magical, I have a magical life, it is perfection. I don't always see and know why certain things are manifesting, but I have no doubt that it's all in divine order. All in divine order, because I'm allowing divine order to show up, and the things that I'm longing for are happening and manifesting in divine timing. I know that. So I was going to read just a little bit about the 12 conditions of a miracle, and I could just read all the 12 things to you, which might be interesting, because it helps you to manifest, because the miracles that you want are your manifesting abilities. The first one, condition, is emptiness. You clear your mind because you don't want to block the flow. So you stay releasing a flow of expectations. Visualize the channels opening and establishing themselves in your life. And he says one of the biggest things you can do with emptiness is to meditate, empty your mind, so that the new ideas can show up and you're not going to be blocking them. And then to be in nature. The second condition is to stay in alignment. Stay in alignment with spirit. And there's a lot more to this, but I'm not going to read all of it. Then the third condition is to ask. Formulate your request. And then stay in that dream of the request. Know the feeling of how does it feel when you receive what you're asking for. How does that feel? The fourth condition is maximizing. So one of the laws of the universe is whatever you focus on, it expands. So you want to focus on what it would feel like if this had this has already manifested in your life. Whatever it is you want, whatever it is you want to feel, know that you are manifesting this in your life. The fifth condition is giving. Remember to give, because like attracts like. You give and receive. Stay grounded. Experience the present moment. Stay in moment-to-moment living. Don't start living in the future. Even if you're imagining how it feels, imagine it as it's happening right now. Do not try to make a timeline or judgment of when it should take place. You stay out of judging when you want something to happen. You stay into the vortex, as Abraham and Esther Hicks would say. And the vortex means that you stay in a constant receiving joyful attitude, no matter how long it's taking to manifest in your life. If you go the opposite way, it's going to take that much longer. But the main thing when you're manifesting and you're asking is this for this or something better. Something for, because sometimes we're not aware, of course, many times, the mind of God has a bigger picture for us than we're capable of picturing in our mind. So I kind of go out further and bigger and then let everything else manifest rather than go into details. I kind of differ from some people on that. I'm not into all the details because the details are going to, I think, is entrapment. You get entrapped when you think this is the way it should be. I'm not going to do that. when there's something I desire, I want to get into the level of this is what I want to feel like. This is my desire. But the universe and my soul knows what it needs, what I as a human form or divine being in consciousness, what it is that's for my highest and best. So I always ask for whatever is for my highest good. This is what I would like, and bring it to me for my highest good or something better. And remember the essence of your needs, the feelings. This is a seventh condition. Really, just like I said, see yourself having the experience and how it feels to have it. The eighth is gratitude and appreciation. Cultivate a deep sense of appreciation. We all know to do that in our life. The more we put focus and appreciate the joy of what we have, the more we will receive. The ninth condition is acting as if. Start dreaming and visualizing and start acting as if, you know, there's things I'm shifting in my life. I think I held back many times on some different things. And now I'm open and I say, well, I have plenty of that. I have plenty of this. No problem. I can do every, you know, and that's the thing with the time and the time speeding up. I sometimes overwhelm myself with far too much to do in a 24-hour period, and I end up really up late trying to accomplish and what I'm doing. Because of that, trying to get everything done, I'm not accepting text messages any longer. People are going to have to email me if they want to communicate with me, unless it's I can get emails on my cell phone, but I just can't do text messages anymore because for many reasons. I lose them. I'm not a good texter. It's very stressful for me to be working online on my phone line. And like yesterday, I had 8 text messages show up while I was doing a session on my phone. And that's not fair to me or to the people I'm working with. So I'm asking everyone that's my clients to please do Messenger, email, voicemail. Call me and leave a voicemail, but please don't text me. And a lot of my friends over the years have honored that, but it's starting up again where I'm getting, you know, I woke up this morning at 7 a.m. I already had 6 text messages. And so I'd like to wait till the end of the day and I'll get caught up on my work. Because what I'm doing takes a lot of focus, everyone. The work that I do takes tremendous amount of focus and allowing and surrendering to the flow of energy that I'm working with all over the world. And so at the end of the day, I can gather myself up and go through the emails and answer people and not be interrupted with other people that I'm working with through the day. So I'm sending this, people are texting me today and I'm saying I'm no longer accepting text messages. Please email. So I'm telling you guys, but that is part of me taking care of myself because I'm a one-woman show over here, a one-woman worker bee, and I have to hold the energies and frequencies and to manifest the work that I'm here to do, and so do you. So you have to honor yourself, especially my work is growing. I just can't get to 5 different types of people trying to, you know, I'm getting in one day I got messages from email, WhatsApp, phone calls, text messages, Messenger on Facebook, Skype, I mean, FaceTime. I mean, it's just like, whoa. So I'm trying to alleviate some of the stress by no texting And the others I can get to as I can just turn things off, and it's not going to interrupt my flow of energy. So I thank you for honoring me that. And each of you need to look at your life and see what you need to do to make it work better and visualize what it is and how you want to feel. I can do a much better job for people when I'm focusing, and when the end of the day I can go through the emails and answer questions. Thank you for listening on that one. So acting as if is the ninth condition for the miracle, and knowing that it's going to be done and accepting that you're growing, that you're accepting of the time frame, be it longer or shorter, but that you know you're in divine order and that all is manifesting in divine order for your highest good. And you don't want to interrupt that order. The tenth condition is engaging in the cycle. And it says, remember that growth occurs in cycles. Honor the ebb and tide. Don't panic when you don't see it happening right away. There is a flow. There's a certain flow of energy. And we have to relax into the natural divine cycles of growth and flow. And while we're waiting for things to manifest, we need to make ourselves ready to receive. That sounds great to me. The 11th condition is receiving. So it says in receiving, we have to pay attention and be thankful as we receive. But the biggest thing is thinking big. Know that we are worthy, that we deserve it. And also, just as I say, my life is magical, I expect magic. I want magic. I know magic is happening all the time. It's really fun. So we have to believe that all things are possible. And when we get into our mental head and start having limited beliefs or fearful thinking, that has to be canceled in order to manifest. So you must be observant, and I say this every day, we must be observant of our mindset and our thinking on any manifestation. By stepping back out of our mind, going into the knowing of our heart and soul, we can find that we can be much more patient, and also in stepping into that and using how wonderful it is when this manifests, or how joyful it is to have all these things in our life, it's very important that we shift every thought to a higher frequency, because we are attracting to ourselves the frequency that we hold in our physical, in our energy being, physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. So everything shows up in divine order and in divine timing. And the 12th condition, it says, is about recycling. And recycling is a mindset. And look for ways to, you know, it's about being being able to, she talks about recycle your body, give to blood drives, recycle spirit, pass your knowledge on to others, be a teacher, make sure that you buy products that are good for the planet, good for the earth. And whatever you don't need, let it go. I always have a bag going all the time, and it feels good to fill up that bag and take it to the thrift store. I take it to the Humane Society thrift store. There's a couple here. So we want to know that if it's no longer useful in our life, we can let it go. And I know several people that hang on to a lot of things that need to go. And I've been talking to people that are actually starting to let go of things, and they feel so good. And cleaning up their house, their closet, drawers, it takes time. You do one room at a time. But it is very, very high frequency to let go of what you're not using and what's not useful in your life. That's everything. That's objects, feelings, people, anything that is not in alignment with who you are anymore. I got books. I've been cleaning out my bookshelf because these books aren't in alignment with who I am anymore. And to let go of books is pretty big for me. And keep going, guys. So the next book I've got is called Waking Up to 5D. And a little thing about it says we can stretch time. As you notice, if you focus on the negative possibility, things do not change, and they're not going to arrive on time. So you have to use your imagination. Don't look at the clock and see time bending or serving you. Now, this is from the book Waking Up in 5D, A Practical Guide to Multidimensional Transformation. And like I said in the beginning of the show, time is a constraint of the three dimensions. So we don't want to buy into the time. We just know that we're in divine order. I don't even know the day of the week. If I don't keep a record, I have a daily chart of what I'm doing and where I'm going and who I'm doing sessions with. If I don't have that, I don't function. I mean, I can function without it, but I'm not quite sure what all needs to be done. So you can stretch time. And you have to kind of unplug from time. There's a time consciousness for the masses. TV makes you, is it time for the show yet? So TV seems to keep you in a time. Sometimes we have to go to work, so we have to collect ourselves and all that we are on a certain time and go to be someplace. But in this book, there's a whole chapter on stretching time. I have done this before where it was just when I thought it was going to take so many hours and it only took 1 hour. I had people witness that with me, that we arrived somewhere a lot earlier than what we had predicted. It's a lot can go on with stretching time, but just know that we have to step out of time and allow, even when I say divine timing, divine doesn't have a time. Divine is just operating on our essence right now within ourselves. And when we're ready for something, it's going to show up if we're ready for it. So that's, there's a lot in here about working with time. What is time? And it says choose to let go of the patterns, like looking at your watch, at the clock, or at the phone to check the time. Retired from nursing where I had to wear a watch all the time, I haven't been wearing a watch, and I love watches. I have lots of them. And sometimes I just wear a watch for decoration. It may not be even have a battery in it, to tell you the truth. So I don't have a clock in my, and I live a really magical life. I don't even have a clock anywhere in my house, except on the stove, just a timer on the stove. I have my cell phone. When I get up, I kind of look to see if it's time to get up, but I usually wake up whenever the sun rises, about the same time every day. Sometimes I sleep later. If I do, it's because I need to. And I usually talk to the people that are my divine beings and my higher self before I go to bed and ask that I wake up at the right time for whoever I need to speak with or the sessions I need to deal with. I tell people when they come for my house, I ask them to never come early to my home. I said, you can always come later, but you cannot come early. You'll just have to wait for me if you come early. So people understand that. And there's other people just like me that live in divine time. And I give thanks for divine time when things show up. So there's another book. It's called The Vortex, where the law of attraction assembles all cooperative relationships. And there's lots of good information in any of the Abraham books, but this is one of the things that's really interesting is when I focus upon things, it's a question to Abraham. When I focus upon things of physical nature, am I less spiritual? So, since we are creators, we come forth from Source. We are an extension of Source. Being physical does not separate us from Source, nor does it diminish our spiritual connection. But we have to release any patterns that lessen our vibration, and that any pattern that's different from the vibration of Source must be disconnected from us in order to manifest. There is nothing more spiritual than to allow the true spirit that is in each of us to flow through us in our physical life. It is about the vibrational choices that we are making. Because we are Source, we must unconditionally love ourselves as Source loves us. So we have to know that we are loved and cared for in every moment and that we're not forgotten. So that takes a lot of trust. So there's one other thing I want to read. It says, you are not seeking freedom from experiences that cause our desires to expand, but we are seeking freedom from the compromising thoughts that keep us from allowing our own expansion. Because we're here to expand and master the spiritual divine being showing up in human form, but that's, of course, we're stepping into multi-dimensionality right now with our consciousness. So there's lots here in the vortex where the law of attraction assembles all, and it's really, really good about timing. So it says you must be very selfish enough to stay in alignment with your true self. In order to receive, we have to know that we love it ourselves and that we're worthy in order to receive whatever it is that we are desiring to manifest. Now, divine timing is going to show up when we are ready to receive it. So it's about being ready, free, feeling joy, feeling growth, knowing that nothing can distract us from serving, from having a higher level of personal power. But mainly, we've really got to know that everything that we desire in our life is showing up. Divine timing is a universal clock of which we and the planet are part of. It cannot be hurried,
And so, because of that, the main thing we must do is trust. Trust that everything will show up in divine time as needed. We know that in our heart and soul. There's so many things I just know. Like right now, I don't know. My daughter says, you're going to need to come back to England, but let's say when. And so I thought I was going next week, and she said, no, I don't think it's next week because I'm going when her husband is out of the country so I can help with the baby and give her support. But you know what? I don't need to know. She's helping me get a standby ticket. So I really don't need to know. If I just have 24 hours, I can get it all together. And so some people couldn't do that. Some people couldn't just be on standby like that. But I think in this time, in this world, it's a lot about being trusting of all that is, so that we can be more of who we came here to be. And that being said, I want to read this Diane Canfield, what she wrote about the light body, which is fascinating. I sent this out to several people. Another thing I want to talk on my website, you can go into my website and find a list. It's a freebie of high frequency alignments, how to stay in high frequency. I've got a whole sheet of different things you can do to maintain a higher frequency. One of the things you have to know is that nothing is permanent. And so people get really messed up when they achieve a manifestation and then something moves on. You have to recognize you are constantly in motion. You're constantly moving into higher frequencies of light right now, especially on this planet. And so we have to be capable of freely letting go of what's no longer useful in our life. It's hard for some people. They'll think, well, I still need that, or I might need that in a week. That's part of recycling too. But that's part of trusting the universe that you're going to let something go because you know that it's no longer useful. And if you do need something similar, it's going to show up. So it's just like money. You give money, you spend money because you know you're going to always have a flow of money rather than hoarding. I know I have friends that tend to hang on to things. I'm trying to teach them how to let go of clean out the closet. You kind of clean out the closet, whatever. So I'm in here trying to find. Okay. Trying to open this up on my iPad because I'm with you guys on the computer. So nope, this is not it. Here we go. She's written about what's going on with our light bodies. The light body structure is being activated now by higher consciousness as the divine feminine steps into her sacred role. And I'm not going to read all of this. This is on Diane Canfield's website. You can Google her website. But it says, the light body is the structure that we take with us to the new earth. We cannot transport in our 3D bodies as they are because it's way too dense. And I've taught this for a long time, that each of us are in 3D. We're manifesting in carbon-based form, physicality. We are in light form, which would be silica-based, which is our light body because we can hold more light. That's why I do what I do, to remove the density so that you can hold more light. So we're going to a much higher pace of light right now,
and by George from the number of, like I said earlier, text message, emails, messengers, all kinds of messages, contacts I've gotten. She says this shift has been going on full pace for the past 2 weeks. And this is part of the final ascension shift, and it can happen in any moment for each of us. And so I'm knowing that a lot of people are shifting, and I'm getting a lot of, I'm not feeling well, I feel sad. A lot of people feeling sad. It's okay. It's the last little remnant that you need to let go of. So she says, we're not the first civilization to morph into the light body. There have been many civilizations before us that have gone through the same thing. And it's a consciousness. It's reaching higher states of consciousness. And we're in the midst of that evolution. So she said in the past, not everyone was able to transform into the light body. But now it's going to be different. And now everybody can go. Everyone will be going not at the same time, but at different times. So all humans will transcend into the fifth dimension. The reason for this evolutionary is everyone must attend his transformation. This is not only happening on our planet, but it's happening for all the planets throughout the universe. The light body is activated within each human by reaching higher states of consciousness. It is through these higher states of consciousness that a lot of us have experienced some very severe ascension symptoms. So we must be willing to do the work involved with reaching higher states of consciousness. And we can't lie to ourselves anymore. And part of the lying is being fearful. Fear is not real. We must know that we're divine beings and we have no fear because we're divinely cared for. Life is not forever. I mean, we're just here for a small moment in time. We must be in our truth and let go of everything else. The light body forms through truth and higher consciousness. And then it begins to affect the heart. The heart is not the leader in this process, as we are born with our hearts wide open. Many of us have retained that state of being our entire lives. And you know people who are living with heart conditions, illusions, and closed hearts. But the feminine, divine feminine is now rising the heart within, rising this divine love in each of us. So I'm not going to read all of this, but because I've got people that need to talk and need to ask questions. But she ends by saying there are others waiting for us to join in this process. It is our destiny to go through this transformation of light and truth as we become full galactic interdimensional beings again. So I think it's just fabulous. And you can go to her and website and read more. She's got lots of information. I'm going to start taking phone calls. Bob's on the air. Bob, I see you've got Jan there for me. So we're going to ask Jan. How are you today, Jan? Do you have any questions?
Hi, Sandy.
Jan? Hey. How are you?
Hey. I'm just on the 15th, which was Thursday, my sweet cat that was 16 and a half years old passed. And, you know, it's like I've lost my soulmate.
I'm so sorry.
So I am too. And so yesterday was my worst day of grief.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm better today. But so I don't have any questions to ask right now. That's just what's going on with at this
let's
time.
Let's all give Jan support, loving support. And
And I want you to stay with that because it's really important that we allow ourselves to be in that grieving period. And
oh, yes, I'm very open to that, and I've been doing that fully.
I'm just telling everybody else that I'm using your situation for people who may not know
to
tell them that it's really important that we honor ourselves and know that we have sometimes have grief and pain, but that's our heart. That's our heart showing us things. And, you know you can have another kitty, but...
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. It's hard. I had to take myself away from the dogs because I could not lose another dog. So I'm into my kitty cats now. So anyway. So we'll remember you, Jan. We're sending love. Thank you for
supporting. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good luck. You can do this. Oh, one of the things you can do, Jan, is just go hold some kittens somewhere. Just hold some kitties. Go somewhere. Just hold. You know what I mean? I'd do that. I'd go pet some dogs just to get the dog thing out of me. It helped. You don't have to take them home with you. You know what I mean. Okay, bye. Karen, how are you today?
Hi. I'm good. I'm tired, but it's a good tired. I had my seminary weekend, and I'm always kind of flattened the next day. You know, you've got this major high for two full days, and so today I'm like, what bus hit me? But I just want to say I'm so sorry about your hip, and I'm so sorry about Jan's loss. I know that hurts so much. I'll send her some love and energy.
And I didn't want her to have to get a kitty, but I was just kind of suggesting get a kitty fix somewhere. Or I had a dog fix the other day.
Yeah, I had to wait years before I could get another pet after my most favorite cat died. But it might seem insane, but one thing I did to get myself through it was I bought a stuffed cat that looked like my cat, and I would hold it at night, and I swear her spirit would be in that cat. And
I understand.
That felt so good. I cried for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I understand.
All
do something. Yes, I bought a statue for a memorial to my grandmother, and it's very special, and it sits in my great room, and it reminds me of her. So there's things we do. Yeah. Yeah. There's things we do to help us out. Yeah.
To get us through. To get us through.
The grief process. Yeah. Whatever it takes, we need to do it.
And it just hurts hell for the longest time. And I still miss that cat. That's like the best cat I've ever.
I know.
I talk sometimes still, and it's been 13 years. But I do have a question. And I read Diane Canfield's post. I really liked it, and I'm so glad to read it again because that helped refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
The past 2 weeks, I was blaming it on the time change, but now I'm wondering, I have been unable to have a complete full night's rest ever since the time change, and now I'm thinking, well, I'm wondering if it has anything to do with my light body.
Exactly. And one of the things she talks about, if you'll read some of her old articles, is that when we go through different parts of our ascension process, our bodies are not in alignment with time. You know, we're thinking we have to sleep certain times. I went through weeks where I would get up at 3 or 4 and work, and then by 9 o'clock, I'd be sound asleep again. And then I'd sleep for 3 hours and get up. So we have to kind of go with it in our physical form right now. I haven't been taking the naps and the sleeping that I used to, but I don't have a clock anywhere. I usually get up one time and go to the bathroom, go back to sleep, and then get up again when the sun comes up. Sometimes I don't move. I sleep so hard.
Right.
But I go pretty hard. I mean, I'm going pretty hard all day long. Different people, sleep at different times. And, just go with it. And if I'm laying there and can't sleep, I get up and do something. There's a reason I can't sleep.
Right. There's no point in it to just lay there. I can't take naps anymore. I try. I lay down and I just can't do it. So I get up. But I guess that's just a part of the ascension process. I can't blame it on the time change.
Mm-hmm. No. It's ascension process, honey.
That makes sense. Yep. You know, the Course in Miracles talks about the collapse of time, and the faster that time seems to go is the closer we get to the oneness. So it's annoying to not have feeling enough time, but it's a beautiful thought to know that we're getting closer.
Oh, yeah.
As when time speeds up. Well, I appreciate you so much. I don't know what I would have done without you last week. I had so much hope to finish, and I was a part of the worship service, and I had so much to do for it, and I was a zombie until you cleared me.
Good. And
so I'm
reading some of the – I'm so happy. Thank you for your support. I'm reading some – do you get anything from Meg Benedict? There's a 11-11 Magic Unfolds, and she talks about the time shift. And also, in the gateway. Well, we have one gateway on 11-11. We've got another one, 11-29, which is another 11-11-11. It won't be as powerful, as big as the – not for everybody. It's different for everyone. But 11-29, we're having another one. She says that in 2012, the time simulation unlocked, opening our perception beyond time and linear sequencing. And the Matrix lost hold of the collective mental programming as people's minds begin to roam parallel realities. And we're not in the same timeline. This is a great article if you want to look up Meg Benedict. She talks about the time matrix is dissolving, so that the quantum field of all possibilities is opening up to all of us.
Oh, that's amazing.
She
is it Benedict?
Benedict.
Great. Okay. I will look her up. That sounds great because, you know, I lost my first 11-11 gateway at that family reunion.
Yes, and we've got another gateway.
Yay!
Another 11-11-11 gateway.
Super.
It's a new wave of awakening. And she's saying that the collective will be more aware of the oppression that they've been under, which is, a lot of us already knew that.
Right. That's an answer. Prayer, because I've been praying that everybody just, wake up. Stop voting for people that hold you down.
Yes.
Stop supporting your own suppression.
Your own compromise. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And
that's great.
Probably the next week I'll talk more about what she's talking about on the 11-11 and opening ourselves up to a higher consciousness, because there's so much happening right now, especially she's saying that the grid workers, the gatekeepers, the star beings all around the world are going to do a group mind Christ consciousness on the 11/29, which is in 2018, adds up to an 11 also. So on November the 29th, it's another 11/11/11 day. So everybody get ready for it. It should be good.
Fantastic.
Yes. So I will let you go. Thank you for listening. And
thank you, dear.
We'll talk
I love
later. I love you too. Bye-bye. And this is Cherise. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. Can you hear me?
How's it going? I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
Oh, great. Yes. I was just thinking the 11/29/11 adds up to a 33, and that's a high master spiritual number. So not only do we have the 11s, but we have the 33s as well.
Ooh, I got to write that in my book. So that's going to be a 33 also. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow, wow.
And
then we've got
the
full moon this week, too.
Friday, yes.
Yes,
that's in zero.
Go ahead.
That's in zero. It's in 0 degrees, and there's supposed to be 5 full moons in 0 degrees, which makes them even that much more powerful throughout this year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that you've given us so many pearls of wisdom this evening, and they're all so very true. And I think we take pieces of each one of those pearls and incorporate them into our lives. And I really believe that we manifest out of joy and gratitude. And if we can hold ourselves in that state, in that high frequency, we can then be more open to call in what we want to receive. And if for some reason our vibration lowers, our moods change, we don't feel well, it's because we aren't clear. And we have to constantly be clearing our bodies in order to stay in that high frequency range.
And, you know, I was very clear from 11/11 until yesterday. I had to clear myself some more, but I got into some pain bodies in the physicality, and that kind of messed me up a little bit. So sometimes we can manage to be way where we need to be, but because we're in a spiral integration, a spiral process, sometimes we come back. I was like, oh, man, I can't believe it. I woke up. I'm really clear again. And now I'm getting, because I've been doing the pain, I mean, I feel really good now. I mean, I'm so happy. I went early this morning and drove to Albuquerque. But I knew I was going to get help. I know I'm going to get better. I don't feel helpless or it's just, and you get, whenever you allow something like a physical pain or a physical grief, like Jan's talking about, anytime you keep something going on, then what's going to happen is if you don't observe it, then it's going to really mess you up. But I knew I was observing it, and I had to keep that self-talk going, which I hadn't had to keep doing so much recently. And I had to do the self-talk with, this is just going to be okay. I'm just processing. It's making me be still more. It's, it's going to go away. This is just for a short time. I have to do a lot of self-talk to Cindy to let her know she's going to be fine, if that makes sense. And I think all of us have to do that at times.
It does. And
all
I
of
think
us
we
have
just
to.
Have to. We just have to give thanks for that experience, because through that experience, it's teaching us something.
And exactly. And so is this trying to show me that I need to change something? Is there something I need to change?
Mm-hmm.
And is something I'm not looking at? And this is forcing me to look at something. I'm not sure what it is right now, because I got to get more into meditation now to get, there's several different possibilities, but
it causes us to, for me, I'm like, so why did this happen? And at the higher, because everything is a purposeful and everything is trying to guide us into the right direction, be it positive or negative, to get us on a higher route. So I was doing so good, and then this happened, and I'm feeling really good now. But part of being in human form is when we overcome something and we survive whatever it is, then we're stronger. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a bigger knowing and a bigger truth that this is going to, this will pass just like so many other things have passed. But for right now, this is what's going on.
And sometimes it's just a way of spirit communicating with us more, opening us up more to be channels, to bring in more light, to say the right words that inspire people.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm no different from anybody. I mean, I'm working it just like everybody else, and I try to tell people that. I'm here to help everybody else because I'm trying to help myself too, but I'm trying to help people. You know what I'm doing. I'm guiding. I just want, because it's so much out there, so much information right now. And the information that's the most important is what comes from the inside of us right now. And we have to listen to ourselves because we're all very powerful and we're all very different pieces of God. So thanks, Charisse. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cindy. I'm happy you're doing better.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, I'm much better today. Thank you, darling. So we've got Maris on the line. Maris, how are you?
Maris. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Hello. Oh, great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm really happy to be here.
Good. You got a day off?
Yeah. I sure do.
Woo-hoo.
And I just got out of acupuncture, and I can relate to the grief. I can relate to some sleeping things. And I still have a picture of my bird because I didn't have any children. He was like a son to me. And I have a picture of him by my bed. And and he talked. He had reincarnated a couple of times into different pets. I just realized I finally got them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, it's so important. And I love that. I love that idea of having a representation of maybe even more than just a picture of your beloved animal who really, they come here for us and to heal us, to help us, to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
They say, he was a cockatiel. I looked up the meaning of having a cockatiel, and it's like, need to know more about relationships. Need to be better at relationships. I thought that was pretty funny. But gosh, I don't know what to say because it's so good to hear your voice, and you know how you feel after acupuncture. You're slightly euphoric and stuff like that. I don't mean to be mundane, but could you check me for working at on where I am, the Fletsy, but it's at the gym.
At the same place you're at now?
Same place I'm at now, but a different, the same facility, but it's a whole different thing. It would be working at the gymnasium.
And
it would be a whole different application.
Same hours? No,
it would be earlier hours. It would be earlier. Cause,
so is that going to work for you?
You know what? $25 an hour works for me. Now, I can, you'd be surprised. I would be. It's at least 22, but my friend thinks that was 22 when she worked there.
So how beneficial is it for Maris to change jobs, transfer to working in the gym? How beneficial would it be for her? I get 100%.
Okay, I'll go for that.
What percent possibilities she can do this? Yeah, it's about 95%.
possible. That's a pretty high.
I am motivated. There are things we need to do to get out of this town, and one of them includes a car. So I missed the first 36 minutes, and I just wanted to say, yes, Mercury's retrograde. In fact, I'm in a parking lot near a busy highway, and there were two ambulances and three police cars. I sent them energy from me and you because Mercury's retrograde. Mm-hmm. People are having fluke accidents. And mm-hmm. We just need to be more careful than we ever, ever, ever were before. So I'm sure most of my family listening is aware of the Mercury retrograde, which goes on for 22 days. It started on at about 8:30 mm-hmm. Eastern time, p.m., and it just keeps going on. Is there anything you need to tell me? Because I can't think right now, and it's great.
Yeah, I know. So, with Mercury retrograde, we're going to have a full moon Friday. We're going to have another 11-11 portal on the 29th of November. And it looks like during the next 22 days, I'm supposed to go to England. So I'll be traveling. So it's a lot of stuff happening with Mercury retrograde that's going to be quite interesting.
Indeed. And one of my friends, who's an astrologer and a paralegal, he's brilliant. He's written a whole book about Mercury retrograde. He's not afraid of Mercury retrograde. He just says, look, you just have to plan on having things changing and having delays. And when you expect that, things are going to be muddled because we're in our creative brain. Everybody on Earth is in their creative brain. Well, mm-hmm. rational businesses and rational plane tickets don't work on creative brain, so there's going to be some mm-hmm. boobahs. You know? And if you know it and expect it and flow with it, yeah.
But some of the things you can do with Mercury retrograde is, if you get into it, is allow any change that's for my highest good to take place.
Yeah, I do notice that I go through some painful times, and that's because the old memories are coming up and out, and it feels kind of bad, and then you know it's going to feel good after that because you're lighter. Mm-hmm. And it's a good time to be extremely creative. I mean, it is just, and they say that the doors open to opportunities that would not open before. And yet, you have to, when the Mercury goes direct again, then you have to check that and go, you have to see if it's real. In other words, people in Hollywood say, I like your screenplay. We're going to make a movie out of it. And then Mercury goes direct. Well, we like it, but we're not going to do that. You know, I mean, you can open doors to places, but then you've got to say, you know, I'm not going to believe this until we get into solid ground again. I mean, you can believe it, but don't get your heart set on it because people are not thinking the way they normally do the rest of the year. And this does happen three times a year, and it has to happen. Because we have to, things have to swing back and reset, then swing forward again.
Thank you, Maris. I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to move on. I've got some more people.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we're going to do a meditation.
Love everybody in the whole world. It's on your show.
Okay. Yay. Thank you, Maris. Now we've got Vera. Vera, this is Cindy. How are you today? How are things going? Can you hear me, Vera?
Do you want to talk, Vera?
Oh, yes, now. Can you hear me now?
I can hear
Hello?
You now.
Okay, good.
I can hear you, Vera.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been basically going through the whole house, releasing stuff, trying to
mm-hmm.
see what really belongs in my life, what doesn't, being
mm-hmm.
honest about
oh, yeah.
what needs to be here. Mm-hmm. I had neighbors come in to give me some ideas, and then I had someone else come to look at a truck to try to help me sell it. So it's been a kind of a whirlwind, and that honesty of does this really belong in my life anymore is huge.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm filling up bags of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I know that's close to me has either done it already or is doing it now.
Yeah. I'm piecework. I don't have time to do it all at one time. I just keep, if I bump into something, I'm like, what do I still have that for? Let it go, you know?
Yeah, to make room for the next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing is the memories connected with it. That's the, mm-hmm. the big thing, too. I mean, a number of these things are connected mm-hmm. with my family. And I went, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I've got the pictures of my mother and father's celebration of life on some boards that are still in my laundry room upstairs. Mm-hmm. I went, come on, mm-hmm. put this 12 years ago, put it in the basement mm-hmm. at least. You know, so it's interesting, and I'm working on being patient about it and realizing it's an yeah. incremental process, like you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Timing.
Yeah, and I will have to re-listen to part of your show because I came in late.
That's
I was
okay.
trying to get some other stuff done. But I think the relationship with Annalise is getting better. Thank you.
Good. Woohoo! That's mm-hmm. fabulous.
Well, we're really good. Yeah, huge, and it needs to be in God's timing. I keep telling, like your show is labeled today, and I thought perfect, mm-hmm. perfect.
Mhm. Yeah, and if we get like I talked about earlier, time is a three-dimensional constraint. It keeps us in 3D, and we can't do mm-hmm. that anymore. We just can't. We have to flow because as energy beings, as divine beings living in every moment, the time is in the moment. Everything is in the moment.
Are you missing things? Like sometimes there were two things that I can't find, and then all of a sudden I found it underneath the passenger seat of my car. And I thought, how would my day plan get down there?
Bob, let me talk to Bob a minute. Bob just lost something. Hey, Bob.
I am here.
Where did you find your iPad? Tell Vera about losing your iPad. It disappeared.
It was in the cabinet where the cereal is. Figure that out. You know, so, we've got a few files stuck right there, but
the pending files.
Why that was sitting in there? I only say the gremlins did it.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you and Vera both. I'm seeing things. I'm seeing movement. All around me, things, people, energies. When it first started, I got nervous and went and tried to find a neighbor to walk through the house with. But now I think it's just my beings are. I'm seeing them. Everybody's here, and when I step into the office, it's like a gigantic portal in the office. Now, I immediately start. I keep, like, oh my gosh, this is gigantic. What's going on? So we're all feeling the energies, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'm going to end up this time next year. It's like,
oh, so you might move?
Well, I don't know. I mean, just in myself, what am I going to do? I think I'll be here for a while. I am planning a trip to Atlanta when I talk to Bob and Nancy, probably the end of March. Of this coming year,
right.
But I'll get with them and get. I finally got my calendar for 2019, so I can start fixing the dates and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, missing things, finding things. Last night there was something I was looking for, and I kept looking for it, and so I went back to where I was in the beginning, and there it was.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't there, and then you went back, and it was there.
It was there. I didn't see it. It had to have been there the whole time. It's just I didn't see it. And it was it's like, whoa. I'm kind of getting used to that because it happens a lot.
Is it like we're flipping dimensions?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's really
happening
a lot.
That we need to ask to be in the same dimension of the thing that we're looking for.
I got to remember that. Yeah. And when all these little energy beings start flooding around and I'm seeing all this movement, I need to say, show yourself. You know, you need to show up so I can see you.
Isn't it the gnomes that like to play pranks?
I don't have that. I've got a lot. I got Christ energy. I got so many divine beings in here. Woo! Because I work so, honey, I work every day downloading energies and frequencies with people now, that I pull in a lot of high frequency. And my cat, she just loves to sit in the office now, especially if I'm working and downloading. And she is vibrating right beside me, doing her purr, loud purr. So I know, there's a lot of action going on in the house. But that's part of the shifting that, and I support, because, and we all have it. You have it too, Vera. We're all light workers. We're all doing our best to transform the world by being the divine being that we are, so that we can be a way shower to others. And you're doing it. And it takes trust in the divine and the timing of the divine. Because if we know we are ascending, I don't pretend to be anything but what I am, which is an instrument of God. And I'm still in human form, doing the very best I can in human form as a light worker, and so are you.
Thank you.
Bob's doing it, Karen's doing it, Charisse is doing it, Maris is doing it. We're all doing it. And that takes a lot of trust, and then that trust is a knowing in our soul that we are absolutely doing it. Everybody listening to me right now, we know we're doing it. And I'm talking to people all over the world that are doing the same thing we're doing. They just want somebody to tell them they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And they need somebody to say, you are divine, you're a light worker, you're doing exactly what you came here to do. And so we need that support for one another right now, more than ever.
Amen.
Because this is not just a life changer, or not just that we're getting out of a matrix. We're stepping into a new world, a new consciousness, a new way of going through the planet and serving one another, and without constraints and without this thing about duality or polarity. We're all one without any type of blocks or issues. We're helping one another, the new earth.
And
we're
community. That community is so important. And really appreciate
what's happening right now in the U.S. is that people are gathering together, like-minded men and women, and thank God the women are doing it gigantically now, because the feminine energy in their divine, our heart, is what's going to change the male energies to be more open. And it's part of what's going to shift the whole U.S. to a higher consciousness. It's happening. And thank you, God,
Cindy,
it's happening. Yes.
Yes. Cindy, do you know that Marianne Williamson is considering running for presidency?
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
And she must know
something, because she's ran for office before and didn't win. So this time she must have it right. She must have heard she must have something that's going on. Because number one, yes, we need a feminine, we need a female president. Could she be the first female president? I think so. We'll see.
And she would bring the people together because of the Course in Miracle work that she's done.
Of course. And all the books and all that. I'm down to 9 minutes Vera, I'm getting carried away. I've got to do my meditation. So I'm going to let you go, and Bob's going to take us. I'm going to say hello, Bob, and we're going to start. Bob had knee surgery Friday, so we're going to do a meditation, and we want everybody to hold Bob up in healing space. He's doing great because we've been sending him healing energy since his surgery Friday. So we're going to ask all of you guys while we're doing a meditation to hold Bob's healing, hold a space for Bob's healing of his left knee. Okay.
Right.
It's right knee. Sorry, right knee. The left one's next, but the right one he just did. So we're calling in all the divine beings that work with me and our divine light workers on this planet at the present time. I'm asking that we have complete and total divine frequencies for each person listening at this present moment. I'm calling in my golden beings from the 12th ray who assist with the ascension process to hold higher frequencies and higher energies. I'm calling in the diamond beings, the rainbow beings with the rainbow light, Archangel Michael with the blue flaming sword to cut away all cords, hooks, implants, burn in the violet flame of Saint Germain. And I'm asking that as we hold up all those that are listening, we're asking that the divine energies of healing, of transmuting all negativity, of supporting all growth and healing. All divine light fills every cellular consciousness of all those listening at this present moment. And as that light enters each cell, it pushes away the darkness. It opens up a higher frequency of consciousness. As each cell holds consciousness, we ask that each cell be divinely filled with the highest level of joy, truth, love, healing energies, a consciousness of knowing that it is each of us in every aspect of what we are is divine love. I want each of us now to take a deep breath and accept that divine love that we are. That divine support is now ours. We are now each accepting our divinity. We are now each accepting our multi-dimensionality, that our consciousness lives on forever, that our consciousness is expanding so that we can see with clarity the truth of who we are, the truth of what we are, and the truth of the divine power that each of us hold, that all else that is not our truth is now being transmuted. And we're recognizing what is no longer essential for us to be the multidimensional beings that we are as we let go of what is no longer supportive, be it objects, energies, people, food, and thought forms. Because we want to be in this divine order of divine timing, we let go of all that puts constraints on us, all lesser expectations. And we step into knowing that we have magical divine powers, that all things are possible, that each of us holds a divine soul pathway. Each of us holds different DNA
within our energy fields. Our DNA codes are different. The activation of our light codes in everyone listening is taking place now at an even higher frequency of light can be infused and integrated. We have a very high level of trusting. A very high level of knowing. Take a deep breath and let's just sit in this community of divine beings all together as we accept our divinity, as we move forward on our soul path, aligning all that we are to our highest good, accepting that we are joyful, loving wayshowers. I can feel the energies just pouring into each of us now. It's pouring into me. Whew. So a lot of us are not grounded right now, but that's okay. There's a lot of transmuting. There's a lot of releasing at a very high level because we are the ones, we are the way showers. We are the light workers. We are anchoring light on this planet, and we're shining it so others can find their way. We ask that each of us find a balance in our lives as we balance all that we are living in human form and hold the higher frequency of a multidimensional being as our consciousness continuously expands. As we bring into the field of knowing, we recognize and accept bigger and bigger pieces of who we are as a divine piece of God. And with the power and the knowledge that we can move forward, accepting, loving, and being all that we are. And for all those that are listening, we give great thanks. For all those light workers all over the planet, we thank you for being here now, for stepping up, for holding the light, for showing the. And now I'm going to ask each of you hold this light and ground yourself. We thank all the divine beings for helping us and guiding us. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for support. Tell your friends to listen. We'll do more next week. And I thank you for this day. Have a great full moon on Friday. Recognize it's a time to release. Even more will be released this week. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll talk next week. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bob, for supporting us. And Bob, your knee is healing. We see it whole.
Thank you, Cindy.